found that's exactly the words I'm looking for. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. I would like to just have us all consider our lives, to take the next days and weeks, and we're still, I think we'll probably go for March 13th for communion. We haven't fully decided exactly on that, but there's a possibility that Jonathan will be leaving for Kentucky, and if he's still here for the 6th, we might just have it here on the 6th so he can partake with us. So I will let you know tonight yet on that. But if not, then we will probably go to the 13th so we have a little bit more time. My heart, my burden is that if there is a little thing, if you can all remember back when we first gathered, right? There was conversations about when the honeymoon wears off or something like that, right? I don't accept that. The only reason a honeymoon wears off is when a husband or a wife stop the courtship, when they stop having the respect and the honor that they did in the courtship and in their honeymoon. That's when the honeymoon wears off. When we stop communicating about the little things. That's when the honeymoon wears off and we say, oh, that's who you are. Oh, no. There is an element of we get to know each other more and more and better and better, yes. But the only reason that we should be distanced is if our love for the Lord Jesus Christ grows cold, or if we violate the principles of God in communication and we partake of the devil's table. And I want to put out, I believe this is probably the sneakiest little thing of all things that would separate us as a congregation, that would defile us, that would cause us to not have that first love towards each other. Slander is the word. In the Greek, if you look in the concordance, it says a traducer, specifically Satan. Traduce, when you look that up in the dictionary, means to speak badly of or tell lies about someone so as to damage their reputation. I believe, brothers and sisters, that if we have slander, we are partaking of the devil's table. And I'm not suggesting that we do in any way, but it's one of those little things. If we have covetousness, it's one of those little things. If we have unforgiveness towards each other, it's one of those little things, and it's so easy for us. So easy for us to not go directly to the people we ought to talk to. And so for this communion, I'd like to take these week or two and just really examine ourselves. Let's just examine ourselves before the Lord. Let's be open. And if there is anything between any one of us, let's talk. Go to the person. And if you think it's too little to talk about, but it's there, go talk about it anyway. Let's just examine ourselves. Let's not go to the table of the Lord if we have been partaking of the table of the devil. So whatever it may be, it's but a little thing. But those little things in our heart will cause us to act. And when we have those actions, it will affect our heart. And that's the process that a couple of the youth talked about, the process of discipline and how discipline and actions actually affect our heart. The things that we do affect where our heart is. And what's in our heart affects what we do. So, if we know that there's some small little thing, whatever it is, Let me just say it this way. My desire is that we can, as the scripture says, confess our faults one to another. It doesn't say confess your abominable sins one to another and hide your faults from each other. So what are the faults that we have? And like we heard the youth, there's many things that were said like, that spoke to me. I want to change this. I want to do better in that. Youth, I would encourage you, make a commitment that when it's 30 days from the Bible school, you evaluate where you're going. When it's 60 days, put it on your calendar. Go home, put it on your calendar. Bible school evaluation. How am I doing on point one, two, or three? Make it a real thing to change. Isaac, did you by any chance bring the growth slope along? You want to run out and get it? Like, I think we need to have that here for a couple weeks. It's a powerful, powerful testimony. If you do nothing, that means your growth slope is flat. If you are able to, in 30 days, in 60 days, in 90 days, say, it has changed. It is a bit different than it was. Then that means your growth slope is upward. So, I desire that we would take some time to just make special effort of coming before the Lord, maybe with fasting, but just opening our hearts to the Lord and to each other. Is there anything in my life that you have a concern about? Is there anything that I do that bothers you? Is there anything that if we don't talk about it, could become a big deal? It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's the little things that will ruin our congregation. It's the little things that destroy the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's the little thing that defame him, that bring all kinds of negative comments and negative thoughts from the people who look on the Christians. Let's not do it. Let's not be a part of it. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you. This is the growth slope that we talked about. What a powerful illustration. I want you to note, if it's like this, where will it be when it hits the wall over there? If it's like this, where will it be when it hits the wall over there? The angle of your slope affects where you will be next year, next month, next generation. The growth slope of our congregation, of our brotherhood here, is affected by, are we growing? Are we going to let little things like the poison in rat's bait, which is only 0.0006%, 0.006%, as the active ingredient. The rest of it's good organic feed. The rats love it. They're thanking Abner for taking so good care of the rats. It's good food. Only 0.0006. What percent of us would be 0.0006? It's maybe one of the little children. The point is, it does not take much of a thought or an idea that we are holding against any one of us, and our love will grow cold. Our zeal for the Lord Jesus Christ will grow weak. And maybe it doesn't happen today or tomorrow. It might be next year. But if we don't take care of those little things now, they will kill us. So, again, I want to invite all of us together. Let's spend the next week, the time between now and communion, to just examine ourselves, to just be open to each other, and to confess our faults one to another. We had prayer and discussion groups yesterday, and the youth, there were small groups, and they confessed things. They confessed their faults. So I've been praying about it. I've not come up with a clear direction of how we can do it, but I desire, first of all, that if there's something, you will all just go and talk. But then maybe there's a place for us to have some prayer and discussion time as small groups in the congregation here. We'll see how the Lord leads us in that. In the meantime, let's go to His Word. Let's come before His throne of grace with hearts of gratitude. Remember what we have been forgiven, and freely forgive those who have wronged us. So that's my tiny little burden that I believe is a big deal. Simon, if you want to come up and close the service, God bless all of us together. Oh, 7:30 tonight. If you weren't aware, if you don't know that you're welcome, you're absolutely welcome. You're highly encouraged. I'll be greatly disappointed if you aren't at the Bible school tonight. There'll be just a gathering and a fellowship. 7:30 tonight at Gospel Haven. I think you should all come. Yes, Joshua. Excellent. So the youth and those singing should be there by 5 or a little after. Perfect. Yes. Yes, there will be refreshments after the service, like at the very end. Excellent.